Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely in our prayers. Before we get under the way, we want to extend, you know, our sympathies and prayers to those going through it in southern areas with this hurricane.
Oh yeah, and definitely that.
You know, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, you know, definitely want to, you know, we hope all is well, man. We hope that you.
Yeah, I hope they okay, man. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Always this time of year.
Yeah, well, you know, in certain areas of the country, like, I think there's a place in, is it Oklahoma? Is it? I gotta look that up again. But there is a place called Hurricane Alley.
Uh-huh.
So actually, no, I don't think it's so much Oklahoma. I think it's certain states. It's called Hurricane Alley. So around this time of year, I think towards like closer to winter, they have, it's like a series of storms that comes through just like a particular region.
Oh, okay.
You know, like every year.
Well, yeah,
so,
this is,
you
know,
something
hurricane season,
rather. I guess. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, hope, you know, everyone is well and everybody should, you know, trying to make, you know, the best that they can out of a rough situation. You know,
definitely.
But yeah, you know.
Were you on a spaceship?
Wow, what happened?
Was that the fan? It's like you on a spaceship.
Oh, yeah, that's the fan, man. I wish I was on a damn spaceship. I need to go somewhere. Some of these humans be pissing me off, man.
Tell me about it.
I need to go somewhere.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. I don't know what the hell is going on.
What's going on with you, Red? How you doing?
Nothing, just chilling on a Sunday night. You know, I'm kind of in a somber mood because, you know, I'm not looking forward to next month because, you know, might be an end of an era going on here.
End of an era?
Yeah, well, for you know, I don't know if some people know, but, you know, The Walking Dead is next month, of course. And, you know, I think after this season, it's just not going to be, I'm not going to say too much, it's just not going to be the same after this season. Like, things are going to really change, and, you know, I mean, you know, they've been showing previews, I've been seeing it, and it's just not the same anymore. It's not going to be the same afterwards. So,
well, I must admit I've been bad. I have to watch last season. I didn't see last season.
Well, yeah. Just like if you can, and those that have to catch up, just try to catch up as much as you can because, like I said, after this season, I think it's just like, you know, I don't think it's going to be any. Kind of any more really excitement. You just be better off just, if you're a comic book fan, just read the comic book. Like, at this point, it's just like, all right, you know, that's it.
Yeah, I was doing some reading, you know, about what plans they had for the future and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some articles about certain people that may not be going forward,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
on the show. So, you know, it's like if the main character leaves, then,
yeah.
you know, things
right.
kind of like.
Yeah, just be.
But they've had a great run. They've had a great run, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
definitely.
They definitely.
Man, I've enjoyed it to the fullest. Like I said, that show just gave me a new perspective on horror movies. Because, like I said, I've never been a horror movie person. I never liked those type of things. Like, those things, especially when I was younger, it scared me. But when that came on and just watching it, it's just like it just opened up a whole new thing for me. And I was like, what was I scared of? You know how when you're younger, you, like, you scared of something. And when you get older, it's like, what the hell was I? I was scared of that. Man, please. You know, like, man, please. Who am I, crazy?
Well, because I think they made it human. Like, they made it, you know, like, they simplified it. And it's like, you know, people were trying to, like, what were you trying to do? Live in a world of the dead, or the dead was living in the world of the living? Like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I guess it was more so of you were trying to live, you know, amongst the dead. And,
right.
It's kind of reflective, you know, to life, because yeah, you got a lot of dead people walking around. And it's like metaphorically. You know, it's metaphorically dead people walking around, and you know, like, you got these people who just walk out into the street with their cell phones, you know, just looking at their cell phones, forgetting that there's a red light, a green light. You know, people that are just
or walking
not
right
conscious.
Into you. I've had that happen to me the other day. This man was walking, he's steady on his cell phone, and I'm walking, and I'm just like, I'm not moving. Like, I'm not going to move. Like, my thing is, it's a cell phone. You can look up from that cell phone for a minute, or you can put it in your pocket. Like, I never do that. I don't be on my cell phone, and I can't do it. Like, to me, I can't do it. But these people do it like it's second nature, like it's second nature to them. But guess what? You're walking out into the street, just like you said. You don't know if there's a car coming or not. You don't know if the light is green, red, yellow, purple, or whatever. And then you're walking into people. And like I said, I experience that almost every day where people are walking. They got their head buried in the cell phone. And you're walking, you're going to walk into somebody. You're going to walk into a pole. You're going to walk into the street, and you're not paying attention. What's the problem? That text is not that important. Being on social media is not that important.
Well, that's the thing. Once again, metaphorically, you know, the walking dead, a lot of people are just, they're not paying attention. They're not conscious. Again, they refuse to become conscious, you know, about their surroundings. They just want to be trapped in their own little personal, you know, bubble.
Yeah, but then you do that at home, or when you go back to the office and go sit in the bathroom and do that, but you don't walk in the street. And you on your cell phone, you got your head buried in it, and you're just walking. You can't see what's in front of you. You don't have eyes on top of your head.
You know one thing I realized, like, was crazy real quick. I was leaving work, and actually my headphones, like, went out on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so used to having my headphones on the train.
Right.
You know, just listening, like, drowning everything out. And then I was getting off the train, you know, on my way home, and I was like, whoa, like, the world is so noisy. Like, everything,
sure,
like, from the ambulances to people yelling at each other, cars in the street, it's like, wow. Like, it's so, like, oh, my gosh. Like, I this makes me have to want to keep a backup pair of headphones on me just in case something go wrong with the first pair. Because it's like, yo, you just want to drown things out. And I think a lot of people focus on their phones or other things to, like, drown out everything else that's going on around them. Which is, I mean, to a degree, I get it, but then again, it's like you still have to pay attention.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, life is sometimes can be very chaotic. And just too loud. And, you know, like I said, therefore, people sometimes, if they just want to zone out, and be in their own world, like they try to find some type of den or something. But
right, I get that, but I mean, you still, as you said, you still have to pay attention. You still have to, you know, watch your surroundings, listen to your surroundings, because guess what? You don't know if somebody's gonna roll up on you, or you know what's gonna happen.
This is true. I mean, you're absolutely right about that. This is true.
So you gotta pay attention.
Some people can't afford it. But once again, the menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red and Brother B. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook. The menu. Mind your mental. MindURMENTAL at Facebook. So, the week in review. Okay. Okay. So I got something. Now, did this guy really say, did this guy really try to say that he's like, he's basically denying the death toll in Puerto Rico? Did this guy really say that?
I didn't hear exactly what he said or what happened, but just give me a little insight on that, because I didn't really follow that, what he was saying.
Okay. It was reported that he said the nearly 3,000 deaths in Puerto Rico caused by Hurricane Maria were, in essence, fake news. Apparently, he tweeted that on Thursday, that 3,000 people did not die in the two hurricanes that hit Puerto Rico.
Oh, are you sick?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I'll let you start off with that. Once you get your once you are able to wrap your head around it, while you're wrapping your head around it, I'm trying to wrap mine around it too. So I guess maybe you could go first. I don't know.
So he's saying basically that was fake news. So how would that be fake news? Like, where is he getting that information from? Like, where is he getting that information from? So he's just, like, I don't understand. Like, where are you getting that information from that you're going to say, oh, it's fake news? So then if it wasn't that, then how many people did die? Then he must know, right? Or maybe he knows the real number. I don't know. But I'm just like, why would you say something so insensitive? See, that is the problem that's going on with everybody, like with humans, period. I guess with humans in general right now. Because they're feeding off of his energy.
Yep.
We already have had people that were negative, I understand. Like, we probably had people that was negative as it was. But with him being in office and saying the things that he's saying, now you're just making it even bigger. Like, you turn that little, maybe that little campfire into a forest fire.
Yep.
Because people will feed off of your energy. And as a president, yeah, they're going to feed off that energy that you're giving. So now that you're giving all that negativity off, and you probably have, I'm sure you have a couple of people that probably feel the same way. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. That probably wasn't that many people. Oh, the place ain't that devastated. You know what? He's right. Wow, really? I don't care if it was one person that died. Somebody lost a life. People have lost their lives because of this hurricane.
So he also said that he also tweeted that this was done by the Democrats in order to make him look bad.
Oh, Lord. Yo. Oh, gosh. That man thinks it's all about him. he has a complex, like, it's all about me. Like, he just thinks it's just about him and that's it. He don't care about nothing else but himself.
You know, it's hard for me to talk because I really don't. It's hard to fathom that this dude who's supposed to hold the highest seat, a job, a position in this country would actually tweet that not that many people died in the hurricanes that hit Puerto Rico, and this is just a lot. It's fake news, and it's something that the Democrats are using against me to make me look bad. Okay. It's hard to even make a comment on something so
idiotic,
insensitive, asinine, idiotic. I mean, really, it's blatant smack in the face and disrespect.
Yes, absolutely.
Blatant smack in the face and disrespect. Like, you probably just be dead or spitting on somebody and it being looked at is more, you know, is something better to deal with. But that right there, that's a disrespect to the nearly 3,000 people that died.
Right. And their families that have to deal with that.
Yeah, because I believe it was maybe 29,079 people that they have, recorded so far that died, because of the hurricane, whether it was from the weather or not having power or certain things. But
right, medications,
you know,
and stuff like that. Right.
I just don't see how in 2018 you can be the president of the United States and make a statement like that. It just kind of makes me sad to just live in this country.
Right, it
when,
does.
You know, things like that are said. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah. So that's kind of disgusting. But yeah, let's also get into this Kavanaugh dude. Trump's pick for Supreme Court. So some woman is accusing him of misconduct 30 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Okay, so she's accusing him of misconduct,
misconduct.
Just in general.
Well, some sexual misconduct. So you know, it had to be, I don't know, maybe he stuck his tongue out, or he was licking some ice cream funny, or maybe he pinched her ass.
Like,
I don't know.
Well,
yeah, you know.
Okay. Well, with that being said, once again, why isn't he being put under the bus or the spotlight how they did Bill Cosby or anybody else? Why he's not being put under the spotlight?
Well, because you
they're
know
they're saying
the
that she's bringing it out, but guess what? When are they going to do something about it? When is something going to be done?
That's a good question.
Blasted Bill Cosby for the last couple of years. They're trying to get at him. You know, doing all kinds of things, taking the show off, and they was doing all kinds of things to him. Okay, so then guess what? This is the president of the United States. Our last president didn't have no type of scandals going on with him. So why is it that this is just you bring it out, you say something about it, and then that's it, okay, then y'all going to sweep it under the rug, and then you're going to go on to something else. Y'all going to bring something else out to make a deterrent for that, so you can forget about that, and it'll be something else that you're going to, you know, be talking about. To take away from the fact that, like I say, he's doing, you know, he's doing things that he ain't supposed to be doing. or he done something, and that was 30 years ago. So like I said, why they not getting on him?
Because he's one of the president's men. That's the only thing, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that really can be said, you know, with that. I mean, come on. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. So it's not like, you know, this dude is not going to be protected and shielded from certain things because, you know, the president, I mean, he doesn't want to look bad, but because he just does other things to make himself look bad anyway. But
mm-hmm.
he doesn't want to look bad, you know. I mean, and they believe that he's still going to back this guy. You know, he's mm-hmm. going to, you know, tout him as his pick, and this is what he wants. But, you know, a lot of people believe, of course, he would want the man that's probably going to make sure all this investigation stuff stops.
Oh, yeah, they definitely going to do that.
Because yeah.
they're going to put,
you know,
like I said, they're going to put something else out.
Yeah, of course. You know. So,
just take the spotlight,
I mean,
off of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, birds of a feather, you know, flock together, man. So, you know, you do dirt, you know, you get mud. You know, so I don't know, but that's the situation with him. So, I also want to briefly speak about, because I wasn't too sure. Apparently, there were some explosions in Massachusetts.
Explosions?
Yeah, man. There was some explosion in Massachusetts. There was some, I guess, gas explosions, you know, in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
They said,
what, a power plant?
You know, apparently, let me see. You know, let's go over the news. Oh, it was a gas fire that broke out.
Oh.
Yeah, they were saying at least one person and the teen was killed.
Mm.
Sorry about that. And several more were injured when more than 60 suspected gas fires broke out in the three towns north of Boston. Thousands were evacuated and 18,000 people lost power at one point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
That's
so
crazy.
Know, yeah, it definitely is. You know, sorry.
Crazy. Oh, my God.
Sorry for the loss. Sorry for the damage. Hope everybody is, you know, all well. Right now, we got Mr. K-Dog in the house.
K-Dog in the house.
What up, K-Dog? What up, brother?
Hey, man, what's going on, man?
On,
I had
man.
To run away from the TV from this Giants game because it's starting to get on my damn nerves. But...
You got to get the hell away from the Giants game. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but F the NFL. I'm not with that. But, you know, to each his own. What's up, K-Dog? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, just chilling, man, on a Sunday evening, listening to the menu, listening to the news of the week. Crazy things, ain't it? You know, I was, you know, when you were talking, I was about to say, hey, fellas, don't talk about my president like that.
Man,
you know, I had to bring in Uncle Remus. You know, I had to make fun of Uncle Remus somehow. But anyway, it's been a crazy week. I mean, but seriously, talking, wow, what happened in Boston was just a horrible, horrible, horrible tragedy. And yeah, my heart goes out to all the people who lost their lives. They said that it was really bad. The explosion, it was apparently a gas explosion that happened.
Yeah.
And it affected a lot of homes in the area.
Oh, wow.
And of course, now we have Florence doing some major damage.
Uh-huh.
Even though she's been downgraded, even though they said she's been downgraded, but however, it's been a real disaster. You know, those places are really... The South has been getting walloped. I saw some of the footage in the news. I was like, man, it really doesn't look good.
Uh-huh.
Then you have the yuck in office to practically set something about what's been going on with the hurricane, and to say that, oh, it's a lie about what happened in Puerto Rico, about that about Hurricane Maria, the death toll from Hurricane Maria, which I'm like, man, it shows that you're a poor choice for a leader. And also, with all the things that are going, with all the craziness that's going on this week, of course, you know, it was the primary. And let me tell you guys something. I think finally got the message.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you why they got the message, because on primary Thursday, as I went to vote, I actually had to stand on a line in order to vote.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a good thing.
I think people now got the message about how important it is, because you see what happens when you decide to stay at home and chill and not vote.
Yep, absolutely.
I think they got the message. People. Yeah.
Well, still, yo, and I totally agree with that. People are getting a message about, you know, voting. You know, people are definitely wanting to make changes, you know, and they're taking this more seriously. You know, my thing is, this is what happens on a, you know, even though, you know, the race for governor and, you know, certain other seats, you know, and positions, you know, everything is all important. It all matters. You know, what's going to happen when it comes down, you know, for the big guns, you know,
right.
When it's, you know, the midterm elections, you know, it's like, what are people going to do? Make sure you show out, you know, for that too.
Yeah. Don't just sit down and don't they say, well, I did it. No, this is not the major one. This is your candidate. Step out of there and go out there and do what you got to do. Because, listen, you staying at home, what is that going to do? You're going to protest and stuff? I'm like, listen, all that protest stuff, I'm just going to say bluntly, it's bullshit. When half of the people, you know, who are protesting are not even, like, stepping up and voting and talking about, oh, I don't need to. I'm like, well, okay, then don't complain about a problem.
That's right.
Yeah, this is
exactly
true.
And that's what they love to do, complain about a problem. You know, I tell, you know, like I said, I speak to a lot of these young people, you know, my kids, their friends, you know, and I tell them, listen, y'all want to make change, I have to be that change. Like I said, we already know that we have to do the change. Now it's you guys' turn to get out there and make that change. Y'all all of age to vote. Y'all all of age to be registered to vote. So you go out there and vote. If you don't want this person in office or that person, or you want changes in your neighborhood, you have to all do it. It can't be just one person. We know one person can't do it. But guess what? If it's all of y'all go out there and vote, or at least the majority of you guys go out there and vote, you can change something in your neighborhoods or even the world if you want to.
True. Now wait a minute. I gotta switch it up a little bit. Like I said, I'm still on that F the NFL stuff. But wait a minute. I gotta throw this out there. Yeah, F the NFL. Okay. The Bills cornerback, Vontae Davis.
Right.
How do you retire in the middle of a game?
Wow.
That's funny.
That was crazy.
Yo.
Like, he walked off the field and said, I ain't playing no more?
Yeah, listen. What did they say about this dude? So, basically.
Yeah,
like
that
I
was
said,
crazy, man.
Yeah, I know. Wait a second, I have that. Yep. That he had quit on the team right then and there and decided to retire during the second half.
What the hell?
Yo. So, yeah, Buffalo Bills cornerback Vontae Davis basically says at halftime, you know what, I'm out. I'm tired.
Basically.
I'm
that
tired.
That to me is just crazy. And guys, I'm just gonna.
Yeah, he pulled himself out of the game. He pulled himself out of the game and said, "Yo, I'm done. I'm done."
What the hell?
Wow.
Apparently, that's this dude got some serious ass problems.
Yeah, like, why?
I mean, listen.
Damn, he could at least, I mean, well, if he did it, like, during the national anthem or something like that, I could see him doing it that because of, you know, the situation going on. But you played a whole game and just said, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I'm done. Throw your helmet down.
You play half the game and say, yo, I'm out. Like, peace. Wow.
Damn, man.
That's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah,
he didn't say any reasoning behind it. He just said,
yo, I'm out.
Oh, Lord.
Deuces.
I'm sure he's going to do an interview sometime or another, and he's going to have some type of excuse of why he did it.
Yeah, he's going to talk about it because, you know what, it's going to make big news.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, speaking of the NFL, now, my people, you've been hearing about what's been going on with Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I feel that they're using him as a guinea pig.
Oh, any NFL or Nike?
Nike.
NFL or
the
Nike? Nike?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, is this a marketing scheme to try to get more people to buy or, you know, I don't know what to say because, you know, where was everybody else when he was when Kaepernick was doing what he's doing, you know, by taking a knee? Where was everybody who was supposed to be supporting him?
Right.
How come none of those big companies were supporting him? Now all of a sudden you want to use him as your spokesperson?
So you think it's kind
well,
of
you
suspect
know what?
That they're using him as a spokesperson?
Basically, I think so because I'm like, hey, anything to make money, but you're not understanding the cause. You know, I understand business is business, but you're not understanding why Colin Kaepernick is doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
By
well,
taking
I, you
a
know,
knee.
I think, I've never known Nike to not be in support of minorities, but the whole thing is, like, Nike has always remained a certain type of stance on things. And they really stayed away also from certain things. They haven't really, to my recollections, they never really jumped into the political, you know, threw their hat in the political arena. Now it seems like they've done that. And, you know, with the Kaepernick thing, and then even the cat suit that was made for Serena Williams. Nike.
Right.
You know, and that was for, you know, health issues that she wore that, yet the French Open, you know, kick rocks. Yeah, the French, you know, people at the French Open felt the need to, you know, to always ban. Like, from my understanding, I mean, from what I believe, I had checked out somewhere. I have to recheck it again. She wasn't the first person to wear a cat suit. She was not the first person to wear
mm-hmm.
a cat suit.
Right.
And at that time, it wasn't even a big deal. So,
but you know what that's about.
You know exactly what that's about. Yeah, of course. And you know what? One thing I'm not liking is these subtle jabs at black athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they
don't want to do nothing. Oh, well, you know, but yeah.
Well, it's been going on. Well, you know what? It's been going on for years. Like,
they don't want us to do anything that they can't control.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
right.
want us to do
they
anything that
to,
they can't control.
Because, especially when it came to movements that black athletes took part in, and it's been going on for years and years and years, especially, you know, Muhammad Ali, for example. There was no one more bluntly than no one who was more blunt than he was, and of course you had John Carlos and Tommy Smith during the 1968 Olympics when they took a stand,
mm-hmm.
and they even got ridiculed by several other black athletes, black veterans who were there before them who criticized them for what they did. You know, they didn't all get support.
You know what my thing is? All right, so this is supposed to be, you know, free country, right? Supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if there's this thing of freedom of speech, I don't see what the problem is. I don't see why, once again, it's 2018, and just because someone is kneeling in protest of police brutality, I think those that have an issue with it are those that are pro police brutality. Now, I'm gonna go that far and say that if you have an issue with Colin Kaepernick kneeling, then you're pro police brutality. Like, you're in favor of all of these cops, matter of fact, all of these Caucasians that happen to have the job of police officer and killing unarmed, you know, black and brown people.
Mm-hmm.
You're in favor. You're in
right.
favor
and
of
getting away with it.
And you can't.
And getting
yeah,
away
can,
with
you
it.
You can't say this is different.
Right.
Yeah,
and getting
yeah,
away
and
with it. Right.
Them get, yeah, and them getting away with it. You're in favor of that. Like, and it's okay, because thank you for letting me know who you are. Like, I remember one time, you know, somebody that I guess I used to be okay with said to me, well, you're either anti-cop or pro-criminal. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why? Because I have an opinion on a cop shooting an unarmed person. Why does that make me pro-criminal or anti-cop?
No, say it right,
exactly.
An unarmed black person, because guess what? When you're saying unarmed person, that can be anybody. That can be black, white, Asian, Spanish,
exactly.
whatever.
Well, yeah, yeah, but all right,
you're,
if you want to go
you're
there,
saying an
unarmed
black person, they go, that's when they have the problem.
Well, see, and my thing is this, how could you, now, so that means if you have a problem with that, then you feel that, you know, every black person should just go out there and just get shot. Because
mm-hmm.
for you
right.
to call me, anti-cop just because one cop did something stupid or did something wrong, then basically you're trying to tell me that all cops are going out there doing shit wrong. You're going out there saying that all cops are going out there and shooting unarmed black people. That's
yep.
that's what you're saying. Because
but,
if you want
you
to label me
line,
anti-cop, like you can't label
not,
me anti-cop. You can't.
Right. Listen, like I tell people, I'm not anti-police. The thing is, police officers, do they have a tough job? Yes, they do. They're out on the street protecting. They are there to protect and serve the people. However, there are some in uniform who feel the need to use this because they got a badge and a gun and a nightstick that they could abuse their power by using it on people who do not seem to be a threat to them. You understand what I'm saying? If you're going to apprehend somebody, why is it that your gun is drawn? Did the person pull a gun out on you? No. The person could be verbally talking. Oh, that person was resisting arrest.
Right.
Was the person physically resisting arrest?
Ever since Eric Garner, the whole thing of what is resisting has changed. The whole guidelines towards what is resisting arrest has changed. Because now it could be
right.
anything.
It could
now
be speaking up
saying
for yourself.
You could fart. Yeah, yeah, you could fart
arrest.
And they say you're resisting arrest because you farted and you tried to make me walk away with the smell and tried to knock me out and say you're resisting arrest. Like,
yeah,
like anything. Like, listen, my thing is this. If you're not built for the badge, don't pick it up.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. If you're not built for the badge, don't pick it up. This job, that job is not for your own personal fuckery. This is not for you
to
go
get
out
back
there
at all the black guys
stuff.
that used to go to school with, that used to pick on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, this job is not for your own personal agenda, because there are real cops and real people that uphold that badge.
They hold that badge
that
to
respect,
the fullest.
Yes, and that respect the communities that they go into. They respect the uniform. They respect the job. I don't want any one of them to get hurt because of you jackasses.
Yep, exactly.
Right.
And I know some fine people in uniform. I know some fine people that wear the badge proudly. And I respect them and I pray for them. You know, but my whole thing is I don't want any one of them to get hurt because of
somebody's stupidity.
And that's usually how it happens. That's what I'm saying. If you were really unified, somebody would say, hey, we need to stop this because, you know, somebody else can get hurt because of what's going on someplace else. I mean, I still remember that guy that drove up here from what, Maryland or Philly? No, from Philly.
Oh, yeah, and killed two cops while he was sitting.
Because there was an incident where you had, I think, Freddie Gray. You had a few incidents going on at that time with cops.
Yeah, that was after Eric Garner.
Eric Garner, it sure was.
After, and Michael Brown.
And you know you're gonna have people like that out there, and it's like we don't want that. People are not looking for that. So you know, certain things just really need to change. I mean, I guess change can only happen if we're all kind of wanting the same thing, but it's obvious that a lot of us don't want that. Like a lot of people out there are content with, you know, black people getting killed for no reason. You know,
right,
I'm sure. Go ahead, Rhett.
No, not to interrupt you, but that's just like what do you guys think of, or what is your opinion on that the cop that killed that guy in his own home in Dallas.
Brutality.
With the one that she mistook his residence for her apartment.
Yo, wait, all I gotta say is wait. Before you start, K Dog, remember that commercial? Remember that dog food commercial where the dog was like lies, and the dog was shaking his head.
You can't believe it.
No. That's the first thing that come to my mind. Go ahead, K Dog. Go ahead.
I gotta say that's what I was about to say. Cause it's all lies. Because listen, who the hell are you fooling? How is it okay? You said that unless you have amnesia or something or some kind of, or if you're senile and you don't know exactly where the hell you live, how is it you're going to come up into an apartment claiming that, I saw him there or I mistake my apartment? Come on, man. Give us a break.
First of all, I'm wondering
how did she get in?
How did she get
like, in? Kiss my ass. That's absolute bullshit. Kiss my ass. Really.
One thing I find so interesting is how they're really trying to cover up the fact that these two were probably in some type of relationship that went south. Because you don't really hear about too many intricacies of the case. All you hear about is basically them trying to, discredit him. Yeah, because they're always the first thing that you already know what it's about when the first thing they try to do is discredit a dead person. They did it from Anton Sterling to Michael Brown to
Eric Garner.
You know what it is? You know what else too? Here's the other thing I gotta say. You know how every time, whenever there's a case of police brutality, they always try to dig up the victim's past, like to see if the victim had a criminal record or not.
Oh yeah,
to make it seem like they were killing him or something.
Like they have a reason for the killing. They have an absolute reason. Like,
tell
you why that person was dangerous. They'll pull out every excuse in the book. That was the same thing we saw.
They said he had weed. A little bag of weed. Are you kidding me?
How do you know it was his?
Exactly. What does that mean? Just because he had a bag of weed don't mean he in the house selling it, got a million people coming to the house and everybody got guns and other. It's like, this is what I'm saying. It's like, why is it when it comes to us, there's always an issue, always a problem, there's always something involving drugs. You always find some drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you're going to say it. I know that.
I'm going to say it. Listen, before I say it, I'm going to say this. No, I'm not a bigot. Never have been. never will be. Brother B just calls a spade a spade. And there are a lot of pilgrims out there that need that little bit to just be like, oh, yeah, he's a crook. He's a crook,
mm-hmm.
Burn him.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in jail. Shoot him. So they need
shoot
just
him,
that
him.
Little
right.
bit. You know what I'm saying? They just, if when there's a question mark, all you got to do is just give them that little tidbit and be like, oh, yeah, he's guilty. Yeah, he deserved to be shot. Yeah, now we see why she busted in there, because she probably smelt the weed that he was smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And then she busted in there and said, hey, what's going, like, forget the fact that she was going into the wrong. But once again, how do you go into the wrong apartment? Keys are
that's
not the
shit,
thing.
Man.
Keys are not
that's...
the thing. I can't use my key in your door. So
how
did exactly. she
so how
in
is
there?
It that
and...
you're going to say, how is it you're going to say that you coming inside the, oh, I was inside the apartment. And, oh, he came at me, and I just pulled out my gun and fired. Yes. What? Are you serious? Who are you
man,
fooling?
Now, listen, they say he opened the door in his underwear. What burglar comes to the door?
Exactly.
Especially in their drawers. I really don't. You know, you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
just really feel that I think these two were probably in some type of relationship. He was probably somebody.
I heard that was even a lie. I heard that was even a lie. They weren't in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't even believe that. I don't believe that. I really don't believe that.
I
don't believe
I
they were in a relationship.
That,
and I don't even believe that they knew each other.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
Listen, the only reason why I would go for it is because it would explain, it would kind of explain to me, like it was a jealous rage or something like that. Like, I can't really
exactly.
understand, you know, we know she probably, and wait a minute, did they test her system? Is she pissing the cup?
I'm not sure about that. Like I said, I'm just really like getting into this story a little bit, but I didn't get that far into it as of yet. And they probably did because she's an off-duty officer, whatever. So she was off-duty at the time, rather. So they probably didn't do anything. What she probably did was, oh, I'm in fear. Oh, the big black man was trying to, he was in his drawer.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to try and rape me. And she probably said all kinds of damn mess. Who knows?
Well,
she probably said all kinds of damn mess.
One thing that I'm not liking is, okay, you got the subtle jab at the black athlete. And now not all of a sudden, but now you've had this whole thing of where when a white person that has a job as a cop turns around and kills an unarmed black man or unarmed brown person, you turn around and vilify the victim.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But this only happens with us. It's only happened
exactly.
with black people.
Yeah,
they don't vilify anybody
it
else.
Always happens
so
with
my
black people.
So my thing is, where you expect us not to be mad?
No,
where do you
we're
expect
not supposed
black
to be mad.
People not to be mad? You know what I'm saying? Not just black people, but there are other people. There's white people and all the people across the board that are pissed off too, because they're like, "Hey, what the hell is going on?" Like, listen, you got some white folk that'll be like, "Listen, don't bring the heat to me, Bob." All right? Don't bring the heat to me, because, you know, they'll go around not liking white people because of you. So keep that shit over there. And you know what? Hey, I don't blame them. Like I'm saying, like, listen, you can't sit there and say that all white people are bad, because they are damn not. Like, some of these racial experiences that some people have, yo, I've never had it. That's why I look at some of this stuff in amazement, because I've never had any of those racial encounters. Like, most of my I've had more issues with Negroes than I've had with white people.
You right about that.
Some hating ass Negroes other than white people. So, like I said, there's certain things that I just don't relate to. And, you know, but I just really find it crazy that it's 2018 and we're still talking about race. We're not talking about, like, oh, we're building stairs to the moon or something like that, or, you know, we're going to make a real transformer. Like, no, we're talking about
yeah.
a real transformer. but that's because of who, like I said, because of what, like I said earlier, because of the energy that's being put into the universe, that's being put into the United States. Like I said, you know what's so funny? I was saying this to myself probably about a couple of months back. I was watching, what's his name, Bruce Springsteen. I love Bruce Springsteen. I was watching the Born in the USA video. USA. Yes. And, you know, yes. I said to myself, you know what's so sad at that time? And even though, I mean, I don't remember who was president at that time, but...
It was during the Reagan era.
Okay, all right, thank you. But I said to myself, you know what's so funny? And I was thinking, it's like, everybody was proud to be American. It didn't matter if he was black, white, Indian. It didn't matter. Everybody was just proud to be an American at that time. He made that song. He didn't make that song just for white people or just for black people or just for Chinese. He didn't make that. He made that song for all of us. He had everybody in that video, all cultures and everything in that video. And he's just saying, listen, born in the USA, we're proud to be here. We're proud as a people. And that's the type of thing that we need to get back to. It's just being proud to just be Americans or just to be here, just instead of everybody, you know, you don't need to be here, but I am here. And, you know, it's like, oh, get out my country, but you need your country.
But you know what? Now, everything's out in the open. You know, I mean, I know that a lot of people will disagree with me when I say this, but I will say, you know, of course, you always have the white privilege that has always happened.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you also have the, and now with all this outright, flat out prejudice and racism is like, let me just say this.
It's a disease.
It's a disease that's not going away.
There's no cure. There's really no cure.
Nope.
There's no cure. Like Pete, like I don't, once again, I really don't understand why we're still talking about this in 2018. You know, I guess we're still talking about it because there are people that fear. They have this fear that they're gonna, you know, what were they chanting? You will not replace us.
Yeah.
First of all, no one's trying to replace you. Like, exactly. All those white cats that think, like, no one's trying to replace you. Everybody's just trying to live their life. Nobody's running around saying, oh, I'm going to replace a white man today.
Sitting down thinking about that.
Yeah, nobody's thinking about it. Nobody cares, man. But you know what? There are people out there, in their minds, they do care. Because they're afraid. They think, you know, everybody's trying to take something away from them.
But that's their guilt. How about that? That's their guilt. That's what it is.
Because you know what? Let's forget. They took everything. They took some things away from people. They took a whole land from people.
Mm-hmm.
Stole land.
So they're afraid.
Stole ideas.
So they're afraid. They're afraid.
Yep.
It's fear. And I can understand being scared. But nah, not like that. Not to the point where you feel that you have to go out there and just start hurting people and killing people.
Right, what they gonna do when the zombie apocalypse comes? Guess what? At that point, it don't matter what color the person is, they gonna be dead. They gonna be a zombie coming after you. So what you gonna do then?
Run.
You done used up all your bullets on black people. So guess what? Now you ain't got no ammunition for the zombies. I'm serious. Now you ain't got no ammunition for the zombies.
You're crazy,
you
man.
Do? Damn, what you going to do?
Funny. It's crazy, man. Crazy, man, crazy.
It is, but, you know, it seems like week to week there's always something. Always something going on. Always something crazy going on. And,
every week. I'm sure this week going to be something crazy, too, coming up.
No, can't we just have a quiet week?
No. No. Why should we have quiet? Why should it be quiet?
Because
then if it's quiet, then they not then you know they're not making the powers that be ain't making no money off of it.
Exactly.
They're not making no money if everything is quiet and there's no nothing going on and nothing stirring up. Oh no, we got to make some money. You know what? Let's tell them that the lettuce is going bad this week and don't.
Exactly.
Just tell him the letters.
I came across an article about some strawberries in Australia with needles. Needles in the strawberries. I didn't even get to read the article yet. I was like, wait a minute.
See what I'm saying?
Hmm.
I was like,
they gotta make something.
Soon you just have to start growing your own stuff.
Yeah, but that's what people are doing. They're growing their own stuff, but guess what? What about the people that can't do that? Like, what if you ain't got the resources or you don't live somewhere where you can grow that? Like if I live in an apartment building, where am I going to grow something at?
I'm going to figure it out.
I guess I'll grow it in the house, I guess, if the cat don't get to it.
Yeah, I get you.
The cat don't get to it, baby, I can grow it in the house, I guess.
No, but, yeah, man, it's been, as week to week, there's always been something interesting. And once again, you know, our hearts go out to all the, you know, Hurricane Florence victims.
Yeah.
And,
the hurricane, I mean, hey, let's hope those people are all right. You know, people.
Yeah.
Losing homes and stuff like that. It's been crazy.
Yeah, it always bothers me with that whole hurricane thing and, like, these storms. And people lose their homes because of what do they have to go? Like, just look at the great state of turmoil. You know, even after Katrina.
Yeah,
look at what people have to go through. Some people may.
Oh well, after Katrina, that's what we saw how people.
It was
done
like
so
a land
horribly.
Grab after that. Yeah. People were treated so bad.
Because you know what they did. That was that whole gentrification, because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The people who lost their homes, they weren't able to go back to their homes. And people think, oh, well, we right here in New York City. Oh, it's only gentrification. I'm like, no, it's happened all over the place. Why? My brother was telling me something about South Central L.A.,
mm-hmm.
about certain parts in South Central. You can't even recognize those areas anymore.
Oh, yeah. I seen that on Facebook. It was a family that actually was moving back there. Or they moved there, and just like you said, it's a totally like they done changed up the whole place, you know. And it ain't NWA South Central no more.
Nope.
That's gentrified.
Nope.
South Central. Ain't no
NWA
South Central going on over there no more.
Starbucks in there.
Yeah.
Get a
wrap.
Yep.
No one's put a Starbucks in there. It's over.
They were showing. It was I guess they were moving in and they were showing them the house and they was like, oh, this house is beautiful and oh, the neighborhood is so nice. And then I'm saying to myself, what?
Yeah. My
I'm
brother,
like, what?
As a matter of fact, my brother was telling me something like that.
That's crazy.
He was telling me what was going on over there. He was telling me, he said, man, listen, you can't even recognize that area anymore.
I'm
going straight out of Compton. They're probably going to change the name.
Yeah, they probably did already. This, what is it, SoCal or So something? That's what they do. They go in and they come in the neighborhoods and they change. Like up in Harlem, it's what is it? What is it up there in Harlem now? Oh man, I can't remember. Yeah, they changed the name to it, and them people were the people that lived up there for years. They was pissed. They was like, "How they gonna come up here and change the name of what we know? This is Harlem." I think it was Soar, something like that. They changed it to Soar, and they like Soar.
I don't mean to be offensive. We got a little less than 90 seconds left, so I just want to take it out and say, listen, white people, I have no problem with you at all. But what I do have a problem with is the fact that the price of oxtails has went up since y'all started eating a lot of Caribbean food. I need y'all to slow down on that. The price of oxtails is crazy.
Why
eat
do you make me laugh like that? You.
Oh, man.
The price of oxtails have went up.
When white people start eating stuff, the price goes up.
You know what? You're right about that.
I love y'all. I love y'all, but y'all gotta
stay
down on them
oxtails, man.
Yo, for real. Oh, God.
That's fair. You gotta get $50 for like 20 pieces of good meat. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Unbelievable.
Yo, on that note.
You stupid.
Hey, dog. Big Red.
Hey, you're welcome, y'all.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on for the Absolute Truth tomorrow. I'm not sure, but we'll definitely let everybody know.
Absolute Truth, Dog Talk Radio, tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m., y'all. Everybody have a good night. Stay well.
All right. Later,
peace
guys.
Out. Later, y'all.
Peace.
Hey.
Oxtail. Oxtail.